welcome to the news on Prison Radio and Television. I am Nifemi Unibio. First in the news, President Bola Tinubu on Tuesday arrived Paris, France, for a two-day new Global Financial Pact Summit. Tinubu was received at the airport by Ambassador Kayode Laro and other top government officials from the Nigerian Embassy and French Ministry of Foreign Affairs after the plane touched down at 6:47 p.m. local time. The Nigerian president left Abuja through the Inamdi Azikiwe International Airport yesterday for the event slated for June 22nd and 23rd. During his time in Paris, the president will join world leaders to review and sign a new global financial pact that places vulnerable countries on a priority list for support and investments following the devastating impact of climate change, the energy crisis, and the COVID-19 pandemic. The suspended governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, Godwin Emefiele, has approached the Federal Capital Territory High Court in Abuja, challenging his detention by the Department of State Service, DSS. In his originating motion on notice, Emefiele is praying for the court to enforce his rights to liberty and freedom of movement, as there is no basis for his continuous detention. However, the Attorney General of the Federation as well as the DSS has insisted that the detention of the suspended CBN governor is lawful. In a preliminary objection filed against the fundamental rights enforcement suit instituted by Emefiele, the Attorney General of the Federation, AGF, and the DSS told the Federal Capital Territory High Court that the detention was backed by the order of a magistrate court and prayed for the court to dismiss the motion with cause. Assistant Inspector General of Police Akeem Odumosu on Wednesday debunked the claim that he had been appointed as the chairman of the Economic and Financial Crime Commission. It was gathered that news indicating that the president, Bola Tinubu, had appointed Odumosu to chair the anti-graft agency circulated across various media platforms late Tuesday. However, in an exclusive chat with correspondents, Odumosu debunked the claim, noting that the information emanated from mischief makers. He, however, urged members of the public to disregard the information. And in sports, the Nigerian Football Federation has appointed Kudri Adebimpe as the center referee for Wednesday's 2023 Federation Cup final. Adebimpe is one of the youngest notable FIFA referees in Nigeria. Rangers will battle with Bender Insurance today in the final of the cup competition. The match is billed for Stephen Keshi Stadium, Asaba. In the women's final category, Yamisi Akintoye will officiate the tie between Rivers Angels and Bayelsa Queens. Winners of the encounter between Rangers and Bender Insurance will play in the CAF Federation Cup next season. And on the international scene, lawyers representing Rwandan genocide suspect Funjal Keishima, who has been on the run for 22 years before his arrest last month, have told the Cape Town Magistrate Court that their clients will apply for asylum on political grounds in South Africa. It could delay his possible extradition to Rwanda for several years and significantly delay his trial on charges of genocide, complicity to genocide, and crimes against humanity. He is accused of directly participating in the killings as well as ordering the massacre on 15th April 1994 of 2,000 ethnic Tutsi people who was hiding in a Catholic church in western Rwanda. He was indicted in 2001 by the UN International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, which has since closed, with his case being transferred to Rwanda for trial. Keishima, now in his 60s, was arrested on a grape farm in South Africa's West Cape province last month. He also faces 54 charges in South Africa related to fraud and contravening the Immigration Act. South Africa's National Prosecuting Authority has said Keishima's asylum application has no bearing on the court proceedings in South Africa and that more charges will be added when he next appears in court in August. Up next is Oseyise Agbon with the entertainment news.
A lovely and beautiful day to you and welcome to the entertainment news on Procyon Radio and Television. I am Oseyise Agbon. First on the entertainment news, former Big Brother Naija Season 7 housemate Doyin Sola, Anu Oluwapo or David, popularly called Doyin, said she almost forgot that her colleague Saif was a Level Up housemate. She stated this during the Big Brother Naija Level Up reunion show aired yesterday. She said, "I almost did not remember that Saif was a housemate." Her claim didn't sit well with her colleagues as she and Saif shared shared the first kiss in the Level Up edition. Seeing her colleague's reaction, Doyin apologized to Saif for mocking him. She admitted that she was attracted to Saif's maturity and confidence. Next on the entertainment news, Big Brother Titans winner Makosazane Twala, popularly known as Kosi, has stated that she is yet to receive her cash prize for winning the show. Kosi disclosed this in a trending video of her recent interview with TV3 Ghana. She expressed her surprise at her victory and mentioned that even months after the show, she and her fellow housemates had not received their rewards and prizes, including her $100,000 cash prize from the show organizers. Reflecting on her victory, Kosi stated that it still feels unreal and gives her goosebumps whenever she watches the show. And with that, we wrap up the entertainment news on Procyon Radio and Television. I am Osehise Agbon. Until next time, keep shining like the star you are.
Thank you, Ose. And that ends the news today on Procyon Radio and Television. Another edition of the entertainment news comes up at 9 p.m. I am Nifemi Unibio. Thank you for listening.